Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. On your Heat broadcasts on Fox Sports Sun. And he's a friend of ours. Hello, Will.
What's up, guys?
Good you know, to be on. Just looking up at one of the monitors here, and it's a McDonald's commercial, and I know that's not where they have it. Didn't I read on Twitter a couple weeks ago that you had one of those Impossible Whoppers?
I mean, not only have I had it, I've had it, like, I think two times since then. Because I don't know if you guys know this, if we've talked about it before, but my guilty little pleasure is, you know, like once a week or once every 10 days or so, there's a McDonald's right as I'm driving home. And I'll just say, you know, screw it. I'm having a Whopper combo. And that's like my, you know, $6 guilty pleasure.
Well, you're not getting a Whopper combo, though, at McDonald's. They don't have Whoppers at McDonald's.
Will Manso. Will can get whatever he wants.
I meant a Burger King. Sorry. You got to be honest.
Excuse me, sir. This is a Wendy's.
I'm not a big fast food person. But so I go and I get it. And then my daughter's like, oh, Daddy, you know, she's getting this whole vegetarian thing. I said, look, I'm not giving up meat. She's like, well, at least when you do that, try the Impossible Burger. It's supposed to be good. So I tried it. All skeptical, and it was actually really good.
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying you cannot tell the difference between a regular Whopper and an Impossible Whopper.
I know a cow's ass versus a vegetarian patty.
I bet you do, but we're talking about eating a burger here, Channing.
By the way, that's a lie. You can absolutely tell the difference. There's a slight, but it's so slight that it's not a difference. Like if you've ever just had like a veggie burger, so you could always tell the texture or the quality, you know, the taste. It really does taste like a Whopper in the sense of, you know, that same kind of whatever that taste is that you like at a fast food place, you know, that what grease, I guess is what you would call it, whatever that is. But I mean, in Impossible Burger, actually, the texture isn't that far off where it bugs you as you eat it. It's kind of like, okay, this is a burger. You're kind of your
brain. So that's what you're ordering on the regular now? Like, you don't
I had one last night on the way home. I was like, you know, I didn't stop by Publix. I didn't get any groceries. I said, I'm picking up an Impossible Burger, and I had it last night for dinner.
Wow. Okay. I was curious.
Choosing Impossible Burger over Whopper.
I'm telling
Whopper.
You, people are raving about this, and I don't, you want to, you've tried one, Solana?
I haven't tried one, Will, but I do want to ask you, are you doing it because you think it's a healthier option, or you just genuinely like the Impossible Whopper?
No. I think, you know, there's something to be said. I'm a meat eater, so I don't want to get in arguments over people who don't believe in eating meat. I think meat's fine, especially when you do it, you know, it doesn't have to be every day, a limited amount of time. But I do understand that there are negatives to eating meat. So my daughter tells me all this stuff, and to appease her and say, look, okay, honey, I'll do this for you. I will do it when I get, like I said, now if I'm going to Morton's or Capital Grill, I'm having a steak, you know, I'm having a filet mignon, I'm gonna have a meal. But if I'm going to have a $6 quick thing where I'm just trying to get a quick fix for the feel of a burger, I don't mind getting that. So I don't know if that answers your question. It's not really health reasons, because from what I understand, they're really not that healthy. I mean, they're not necessarily like, they have a lot of fat, and they have a lot of saturated fat. But,
and I think they're more expensive, too.
I don't know. I don't even know what. I think the combo was like $7 or something. I'm not even sure, but it's fine. But trust me, I'm not trying to sell you on. I'm not saying give up burgers. That's for sure.
Can you order? I don't even know. I mean, I would guess you can, because what are they going to tell you? They can't buy something. But could you order an Impossible Whopper with cheese and bacon?
Oh yeah, you could get it with everything.
Because that seems counterintuitive. If you're gonna have no meat in the patty, but then you're gonna get the bacon, what's the point?
I agree, but you could technically, I think, ask for whatever you want on it.
Right.
I mean, as long as you pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a double with a normal patty and an Impossible patty?
Right. Yeah.
Now that's what I may get next time.
Let's do that. I want a double Whopper with cheese. One patty Impossible, one patty regular. That's funny because that would make them scratch their heads, but they're going to fill the order, right?
One thing it wasn't was a hot burger, and that's disappointing.
Oh, like the best. I mean, Will Manso ate a Hochman burger live on Channel 10 one night for me.
Really?
Yeah. That was a...
I love Funyuns. I'm a sucker for Funyuns.
Yeah, who doesn't like Funyuns?
Worst chip ever.
What?
A Funyun?
Oh, delicious.
Sorry.
Got the
Sorry.
Texture and beauty of an onion while the crunch of a Frito. I don't
are they out of business?
Funyuns? No.
Funyuns are.
No, you can get Flamin' Hot Funyuns now, too.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Had a brand extension. Funyuns are the best, man. I love Funyuns. What are you... Obviously, I love Funyuns. I put them on my burger. What are you expecting from Game 6 tonight, Will? I'm leaning towards a Golden State blowout.
Oh no, I'm the opposite. I'm leaning toward the game we saw the other night. I think this is going to be a nail biter down to the end. You know, if one particular star player in this game takes over, that team wins it. I mean, I know it's kind of cliche, but I think this is going to be a close game. I think the Warriors at home, but just with all the emotion and the whole KD stuff, obviously, if KD was there, I mean, I'd say that this could be a blowout, or, you know, especially the way he looked those first 12 minutes he was able to play. But without him, the Warriors are still a good team. You heard Klay Thompson say it the other day. You lose the best player in the world, maybe, one of them certainly, one of the greatest of all time, you're not going to be the same. But they're still damn good, especially at home. But I just think the Raptors guys, I mean, look, Kawhi's already been playing great. He's the MVP of the series right now. But Pascal Siakam has not been good the last couple games. Their role players have been a little off the last couple games. I think they kind of get back to that play that they had early in the series where they're so deep, the Raptors are. They have so many quality guys on and off the bench coming in and out of the game. And then Kawhi playing the way he does. I just think that they're going to get the Warriors' best punch, and I think this is going to go down to a 1-2-point game in the final seconds.
And, Will, I won a bunch of money betting on the Raptors, so I can't argue with you, but I've had some pushback against this. Roster for roster, the Toronto Raptors roster is better than the Golden State Warriors overall.
I agree. Oh, yeah, I agree. I do. And I think with a healthy KD, now we're having a different conversation maybe because, I mean, look, KD's KD. I think people do sometimes forget because he can be a little negative at times with his attitude, at least the way he portrays himself in the media. But the player and the teammate, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's one of the, like I said, maybe the best player. I think the best scorer in the game, that's for sure. In my mind. So, but I think the Raptors roster is so underrated because now people are learning who Siakam is and Van Vliet and these guys that you see, like, who the heck are these guys? On top of Kawhi being, you know, at least, if not the best player in the game, up in that conversation with two or three. So I agree with you, Channing. I think they have, and losing KD makes it that much better, I think, for Toronto to close out the series.
Who do you think would be the MVP? Let's say Toronto wins tonight. It obviously, I guess, would be Kawhi, but he really hasn't had a game where, I mean, he puts up 28, 29. You don't even realize that he's done it, but he hasn't had a game where you go, wow, look at what he just did. He actually started the other night, and then Nick Nurse timed him out of it. But, yeah, I guess Kawhi would be what? MVP if Toronto ends up winning the series, and right now, if it goes seven, Golden State wins, would have to be Steph?
I think so. I think at this point, this far into the series, and given that, you know, there was the talk before game five that if KD comes back and has three monster games and they win the series, that maybe KD could steal it even with only three games. But now that KD's out, I think it's down to Kawhi and Steph. And look, they're the volume shooters on these teams. They're the big scorers on this team. Steph had that 47-point game and a loss, but you know he's been phenomenal. And Kawhi has been – you kind of describe Kawhi all the time. He never really wows you. Now and then he does, but, I mean, more than anything, you just look at him and say, man, this guy plays great offense and defense. When it's all said and done, he's got 30 points and 8 rebounds and 6 assists, and he played great D on the opposing star player. And that's just who he is because he's so quiet in the way he does it. But yeah, I think those two guys at this point, one of those will win the MVP of the series.
And, Will, humans are selfish. So when KD goes down, the Toronto Raptor fans start cheering because they see that if he's not in the game, they have a better chance of hosting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Mm-hmm. I fully understand it. How do you feel about that whole thing where the Toronto Raptors fans did cheer? Like it's audio. We all saw it. They did cheer when KD grabbed his ankle.
You know, I'm not that attached to sports where I would ever do that, but I do know this. In the spirit, we all go to enough, and it's what we do for a living. We go to enough games and cover enough games and see enough games from a point of view of being in the arena or the stadium, wherever it is. Fans are so emotional. They get caught up in the moment. That's why I can't look. What they did was awful, obviously, but I think they figured it out eventually. There's always going to be two or three idiots that are like, oh, I don't care. KD's out. We're going to win because of it. And they're going to cheer. But I think the majority of fans, it's no different than when we had to hear all the crap for years about the Ray Allen shot that we left the arena early in Miami. And we all know. That's why I remember even when after it happened, people would argue with me. I'm like, that happens everywhere. Every arena I go to.
There were Bruins fans last night in Boston, Game 7, streaming out of there with 5 minutes to go.
Yes. So the point is, when fans are emotional, and we see idiots getting in fights in arenas all the time. People get stupid inside games. They just do. And they do things that you sit there and you scratch your head. But I don't think it speaks for a whole fan base. I think most fans in Toronto that game realized, man, what are we doing? Like, he's really, really hurt. You know, the other players for Toronto implored the fans to stop and cheer, and they did. And I don't think that's – I think that's just every town it could have happened, and I really do.
Will Manso is with us, sports director at Local 10. I was watching First Take this morning, and they were debating. They brought up the question, if Anthony Davis goes to Los Angeles, do they win a championship next season? And Stephen A. Smith made a very good argument that, yes, they win the NBA Finals next season if Anthony Davis goes to L.A. And his argument was essentially, hey, when LeBron went down, they were the 4 seed in the West. And now you put Anthony Davis, who maybe the only person that can guard him in the league is Joel Embiid. You put him on that team. That one guy with LeBron, doesn't matter who's around them, they win the championship next season. What do you think?
Well, I think the only part I don't agree with is the last part. It doesn't matter who they put around them. I think it absolutely matters. I think you've got to have certain guys that fit. And we saw that with the Heat when they had success, when they picked up the Ray Allens and Shane Battiers and things like that, when they had their stars. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, with KD out, unfortunately, the league changes this summer. I mean, KD's going to be out well in the next season. Even if he stays in Golden State or whatever he ends up doing, he's not going to be a factor throughout the season. And the West becomes a lot more open. We see what's happened in the East. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi. We know Giannis and the Bucks are a trending team. The Sixers, despite their struggles this year, again, are a team trending up. But you put Anthony Davis and LeBron healthy and being LeBron, which he was last year when he was healthy, he was still a monster. I think they absolutely have a chance to win it all. They get the right pieces around them. You're talking about two of the top five players of the league. Some would say, you know, two of the top four, whatever it is, you know, in the league, in the entire league together. Absolutely, they have a shot, you know, to win the championships.
And if the Toronto Raptors win it, Will, and Kawhi, we know Kawhi is a free agent after this, and Toronto took that chance on him. Does he leave? Like, can a player leave after that much team success?
That's a great question. I've been thinking about this one because I think this is like on all those, you know, you mentioned Stephen A. Smith and First Take and all these shows and on Twitter and just people in general are wondering, like, what does it mean for his legacy? And I mean, I don't know. I think if you go to a place and you fulfill what you were supposed to do and you play out your contract and you win a championship, I think he can leave happily with no regrets and nothing on his. He's going to be a free agent for a reason because he played out a deal and he got sent to where he got sent and he was the MVP of the league, quite possibly, or one of them, you know, and MVP of the playoffs, that's for sure. And all of a sudden wins a championship. I think even though people would be like, why would you leave? How can you leave that? Look, he's built to the future to figure out what he wanted to do for years now. He knew this contract was going to be up and he had that option. And if he decides he's going to go wherever it is he wants to play and it's not Toronto, I can't hold it against him, especially since he won a championship. Like, if I'm a Heat fan, right, I know I would be angry. If a guy came, got traded, they won a championship, he left. The passion in me we just talked about a few minutes ago, I'd be angry. But the bottom line, I'd say, like, man, that guy brought us a championship. That's badass. I'm not going to worry about the other stuff. You know, like, thank you for the year you gave us because you don't know when you get those types of years. Look, Toronto's been a successful team for a long time and has never had a championship. So, to me, I don't think it impacts his legacy. It will short-term because people will nitpick and criticize. But long-term, I don't think it will.
Be interesting, right, to see, like, would he be considered a hero by Raptors fans? Would he, you know, would people say, oh, we need his jersey hanging in the rafters one day? I mean, we've had the argument with Chris Bosh, with Shaquille O'Neal, like, you know, where the longevity isn't necessarily there. That dude will have been there if he left for one season.
Yeah, one season. He was there, what, 8 months? He lived in the hotel.
Yeah. Like that.
He didn't even own a house.
But if he came there, and wasn't really even as a mercenary. It wasn't like he was going there for the money or whatever. It's where San Antonio ended up trading him.
Exactly.
If he went there, delivered a championship, packed his bags, and hit it, he'd be a hero, I think, to Raptors fans because he would have done his job.
Yeah, I agree. And look, and the thing about Kawhi, the whole thing that everybody, I don't know if it should be criticizes or just points out that he's kind of a quirky guy. He's a unique guy. We get it. He's a little different in the way he treats the media, even the way he handles his teammates. But he was never the guy that got to Toronto and said, I don't want to be here. This is the last place I want to be, but I'll play out my contract. I'll deal with this later. He just, whatever, he did his work and he was great. And if they win a championship, I don't know. To me, he fulfilled his job. And if I was a Raptors fan, I would love him forever. I mean, I would hope he stays. And there's a chance he stays. You know, we've seen it in the NBA the last few years, players in situations that end up coming back and you didn't expect it. But I think Kawhi is focused on being somewhere else. I just think that's pretty clear given the last few years. And I don't think that place long-term is Toronto, but maybe a championship changes that, the way he was treated there.
I can say, I think we probably all agree, the NBA offseason, the free agency period, is just going to be wild.
The best. Already, look, the Durant injury, is as terrible as it is, it changes everything now, too, from a structure the next couple of years. Teams that didn't have hope maybe have hope.
Like the Heat.
Yeah.
Like the Heat, Will.
You No, I haven't mentioned the Heat yet. I've stayed away from mentioning the Heat because I don't want to get people's hopes up. I have, you know, it's funny. You know how much I love talking Heat. I've been asked so much about the 13th pick, and I'm not even trying to get in with people on the prospects there because I really think the Heat are looking to move that pick. I do.
Oh, really?
I do. I think that they're obviously doing their diligence scouting and looking at players. But I to me, Pat Riley's always thinking big term, long term, big, you know, big picture. When we saw him after the season, and I talked to him after that, and then he had his news conference as well. The look in his eyes and the voice when he said his quotes about the season, he is not happy with the way things have panned out, and he knows that a lot of people point the finger at him, and he wants to prove to people he could change things. And I don't think getting the 13th pick in the draft and getting a solid prospect, and maybe that player turns out to be the next Bam Adebayo and a very good player. He knows he needs superstars, and I think part of the process of getting one is clearing some money. And if they could do that via this draft already this summer, I think they'll do it.
And Will, you're talking about Bam, and then now they're talking about, I heard the name Bol Bol. Why do you go out and get a big-ass seven-footer? We just overpaid for a big-ass seven-footer. The game is changing, Will. Why is anybody talking about drafting Bol Bol?
It'd be fun to have Bol Bol on your team,
It's fun to say his name. It's not fun to watch him rumble around with those knock knees.
The bowls are very popular now, though. There's a Bolle. What else?
That's delicious.
Yeah, there's some other places. Bowls happen to be very popular right now. Now you get two bowls for the price of one.
I don't want Bol Bol.
You get Bol Bol. Go ahead, Will.
His knees touch when he runs.
So your point is they probably don't need any more big men, but I will say this, Bol Bol is a unique big man, and he can really shoot threes. Not a fad. He is in that mold of like a Kristaps Porzingis. When you see Porzingis out there, you're like, what are you doing, dude? You're 7'3". Why are you outside? And Porzingis is knocking down threes. Bol Bol kind of gets you in that way that when you watch the video, like, hey, man, go inside. Look how big you are. But he's also rail thin, which is, you know, obviously a problem, something they need to build on wherever he goes. He's intriguing, Channing. He is, but I don't. Again, I think he goes top 10 anyways. I just think his potential is just very intriguing that a team will fall in love with him. But to me, again, I don't see a player at 13 that the Heat could take, and that someday becomes the next superstar on their team. Obviously, a rookie is likely not going to be that right away, but even long term, I just don't think that that's what's going to happen. So I think big picture, Pat Riley's thinking, how can I get closer to that happening? And if it means not taking this pick and making a move, I'm going to do it.
Will, next to Flag Day, Pancake Day, and Spring Cleaning Day comes Father's Day. Will, Father's Day is garbage, correct?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not a big holiday type guy when it comes to those made-up holidays. Like, Father's Day is beautiful in the sense that you recognize, you know, the beauty of a father and the beauty of having kids and being a father. But I try to do that every day. Like, my dad's 81, and I call him every single day. And he'll call me sometimes and he'll tell me I look tired on TV. And he'll tell, you know, like, to me, it's, you know, I'm lucky to still have him. And with my kids every day, I try to treat them the same. So I'm going to say that it's a beautiful day to celebrate with your kids, but you kind of do that every day. You kind of try to do that every day to make it good.
I have to tell you, Will Manso could run for mayor of Miami. He would get every vote. He is very political in every answer. He gives you an actual opinion, but he gives you, you know, just like that. I mean, that was beautiful, Will. I didn't believe a word that you said there, but it was absolutely beautiful.
It sounded great.
Vote for me, please.
You've got my vote.
Well,
man,
you have to beat out Trick Daddy because he's the mayor.
That's the real mayor. So, what are you going to do? You have any Oppo research on Trick Daddy? Keep it to yourself. Don't make it public. All right. See you, Will.
Thanks, guys.
Will Manso from Local 10.
Oppo research.
Oppo research.